You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're going to ask the question, what is sound? You're listening to me right now over the radio waves, so it's probably important to understand the basics of what causes sound. Sound is caused by a vibration. Something has to wiggle or shake or move back and forth to create a sound. So think about this. If you're a musician, you pluck on a violin string. That violin string wiggles, it shakes, it vibrates, and it produces a sound. When it creates that sound, it causes air molecules, which are near that string, to bump into air molecules near them, to bump into air molecules near them, and so on, until eventually it reaches your ear and the eardrum. And then your eardrum starts to vibrate. So that sound, that vibration, can move. It can move from one point, where the violin is, to another point, where you are. And the really interesting thing about sound is that it can go through a solid, a liquid, or a gas. There are some other interesting things about the science of sound, and I have some fun toys with me right now. Again, if you're a musician at home, you can probably try this. Get a couple of tuning forks. Make sure that you get tuning forks that are two different sizes. Try to get a large one and a small one. I'm going to hold on to the base of the tuning fork. You can listen to it right now as I'm holding it and tapping it. When a small object vibrates, it tends to vibrate faster than a larger object and produces a higher tone or pitch or note. So first I'm going to strike the smaller tuning fork and I'll hold it next to the microphone. Now for comparison, I'm going to strike the larger tuning fork. It should sound deeper. Hey, sure enough, it does. So the larger tuning fork is vibrating slower and producing a deeper note. The smaller tuning fork is vibrating faster and producing a higher note. I'm taking a look at the tuning forks right now, and they've got some numbers on the sides of them. One of them says 341. The smaller one is vibrating 341 times, get this, in 1 second. It's moving back and forth, that's one, back and forth, that's two. 341 times in 1 second. It's vibrating 341 cycles per second, and that's called hertz, H-E-R-T-Z. The larger one is vibrating 256 hertz. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of sound. We've learned a little bit about what causes it, a vibration, and also a little bit about the relationship between the size of an object and the sound that that vibration produces. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Join me next time right here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.